Never Ending Radio Show, Recovery, Recharge.
You start to look at what it looks like when you're living a life based on self-will. See, a life based on self-will is always externally driven. It's not internally driven, it's externally driven. So the extent to which something outside yourself will determine how you experience yourself is the extent to which you're living a life driven by self-will. Damn, that was good. I've never said that before. Then the book takes you over to finally describe what's wrong with us. Selfishness, self-centeredness is the root of my troubles. Do you all understand the connection between your selfishness and drinking? Here's the connection. If I'm consumed with myself, the world's got to present itself in a certain way for me to be okay. What will happen is that won't happen that day. She won't act the way I want, the job, whatever. And then what happens is then I begin to get diseased. I begin to get resentful. And now I begin to get blocked. And if you pile a few of those up on top of me, and then you kick fear into it, and now I'm completely blocked, at some point I have a voice that would say, you know, you never have during Corona. They got a lot of that shit down here. Besides, Mark, I'm here for you, buddy. I know it's been a long time, but I'm still here. I made all this go away. And if I'm not in fit spiritual condition, I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to take a drink. And then I'm going to activate a phenomenon called craving, and once I take a drink, I don't know where it's going to take me. That's the connection between your selfishness and dying an alcoholic death. That is what we're in the rooms for, to die the death of self.
It's